For the first time ever, we have a dirty dozen. Might not last, by the way. Probably going to get to 16 pretty quick. We're going to talk about the college football playoff bracket. This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. They pay for this podcast, so you don't have to. For a free consult, 813-902-3576 or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Remember, permanent alimony has not been law in the state of Florida since July 1st, 2023. If you are an adult male residing in the state of Florida and you continue to pay permanent alimony, Brandon Legal Group may be able to help alleviate or eliminate your financial obligation going forward. Again, Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Visit them online at BrandonLegalGroup.com. Pin Chasers, 4 locations throughout Tampa for bowling, food, and fun. For lane reservations or party planning, go to pinchasers.net. Follow them on Instagram at pinchasers for daily specials on bowling, food, and beverage. I thank Anthony Peroni for his continued support of my podcast and golf tournaments. Huge college football fan. Email write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Okay, so 12-team playoff. Again, just running it down, the first round byes go to the top 4 conference champions. Some of you may not have known until recently that a non-Power 4 conference can get the bye. Yes, they can. It doesn't knock out a Power 4 conference champ, as Florida State was bumped a year ago. But the feeling there is the first round bye has not been earned. So more than ever before, the group of 5, which they don't want to be called, even though that's what they wanted to be called years ago, gets rewarded for outplaying a Power 4 conference champion. So that's what happened with Boise State, whose only loss is to Oregon. And if Boise State can win one game in the playoff, and Oregon can win one game in the playoff, we'll actually get a rematch of a game most of you probably didn't even pay attention to. That seems like it was forever ago, with Oregon against Boise in the national semifinals. But it's going to take a while to get there. Remember, these games all start Friday night game, December 20th, then a triple header on December 21st. I think it's very interesting that ESPN sold, yes, this is their television show, they sold 2 games of that triple header, the early 2 games, to Turner, which will be on what, TNT Max, which didn't do college football all year. I have no idea the broadcasters, what the games are going to look like, if it's ESPN crews on TNT. I have no clue. But yeah, ESPN sold those games to TNT Max, maybe because they didn't, well, they're recouping some of the money they're spending, and there are NFL games up against those 2 games. The NFL is playing that Saturday, both in the early afternoon and in the mid-afternoon. So, yeah, it seems odd, but that's what you get with the first round. A game on December 20th in primetime ESPN ABC. Then afternoon TNT Max on the Saturday, and then ESPN ABC for primetime on the 21st. Then traditional bowl game, New Year's Day, you know, New Year's Eve, all that kicks in. And then we go semis after that and title game after that. So Oregon 1, Texas 2. Sorry, that's not right. That should be Georgia. Yeah, I'm looking at a bracket that was done prior to, hang on here. Yeah, that makes more sense. Okay, I'm sorry. Boise State's actually 3. So Boise State higher than 2 Power 4 conference champions, higher than Arizona State and higher than Clemson, which wins the ACC. and SMU gets the last at-large spot because they're a two-loss team. They come back from 17 down and lose on a walk-off field goal to Clemson, bumping Alabama out of the field, which a week before had essentially bumped Miami out of the field. So, yeah, this is the right bracket. So Oregon 1, Georgia 2, Boise 3, Arizona State 4. So forget what I said about Oregon-Boise. That can only be the national title game. I don't think it will be, but I wouldn't mind it. I'll take that rematch. We are looking at the possibility that we could see teams play three times in 1 year. If Texas and Georgia could meet for the national championship, that would be their third game this season. So, Oregon, Georgia, Boise, Arizona State all have first-round byes. Texas is the 5. They will host Clemson. A lot of orange going on in Austin for that first-round game. I like Texas. I just don't love them. I think they are very solid in a lot of areas except where it's most important. Coaching, quarterback. So, yeah, because I saw this play out last year in the semis. Just good enough to get you beat. Just good enough to fall short, as they've done twice to Georgia. Is it enough to get by Clemson? Probably. Although Dabo has championship experience as a head coach. Obviously, I don't feel as strongly about Sark. But Texas might have enough to get by Clemson. Then they would advance. It's a straight bracket, no reseeding. They want you to fill this out. Texas would then advance to a traditional New Year's Six Bowl to play Arizona State. I like what Kenny Dillingham has done at ASU as an alum. What Herm, Antonio Pierce, and that group left behind at Arizona was a freaking mess. There was a reason why they were picked dead last in the Big 12. So Kenny Dillingham, youngest coach, I believe, in the Power Four, although his behavior in the BYU game was childish. I like him a lot. So I like that he's in this spot. I don't know that they have enough for Texas. I think Texas would more have to lose that game rather than Arizona State win it. The other side of that half of the bracket, Oregon will wait on the winner of Tennessee, Ohio State. And if you're looking for sort of a reason why people have wanted this extra playoff, it's a game like Tennessee and Ohio State. And granted, at times this year, Tennessee and Ohio State have looked really good. And then there are other times that they've failed. But they're clearly talented. They've won their share of games. Ohio State will host Tennessee. I mean, you're not likely to see a game like this in the regular season. And the fact that you get it here, there'll be no opt-outs, right? There's going to be no opt-outs of Clemson, Texas, or IU, Notre Dame, or SMU, Penn State. You're going to get opt-outs with a ton of those other bowl games of guys getting ready for the National Football League draft, namely Cam Ward, not giving a shit about the Pop-Tarts Bowl. I don't blame him. But Ohio State, Tennessee is one of those games that you're like, okay, that's what this playoff is about. Even though it's an 8-9 game in terms of the seeding. And the winner would then get Oregon at a traditional, go to the Rose Bowl. So you know what the Rose Bowl wants. Yep. They want the traditional Ohio State-Oregon matchup. Kind of feels like Tennessee could play with less expectation than Ohio State there. I wouldn't be surprised to see Tennessee win that game in Columbus against Ohio State, especially based on the way Ohio State couldn't defeat Michigan in their most recent meeting. On the other half of the bracket, again, a game you would never see in the regular season. There's no way in hell Notre Dame would schedule Indiana, or especially an Indiana like this. An Indiana under Cignetti that scores and has had a really good season. Straight up, I like Indiana in this game. I really do. I've seen Notre Dame lose too many games with expectations this time of year. And I see Indiana as supremely confident, fired up, short trip to South Bend. These guys getting an opportunity to play at Notre Dame for the right to go to the Sugar Bowl and play Georgia. Yeah. And I'm a bigger believer of the coach of Indiana than the coach of Notre Dame, who seemingly can lose games as a double-digit favorite unlike any other coach, even more than Ryan Day. Ryan Day doesn't lose – well, he just lost the game as a 24.5-point favorite. But Notre Dame's head coach does that a lot. And then the other part of that bracket, SMU getting in against Penn State. I'm not a believer in Penn State in big games, so I think they will either lose to SMU or Boise State. You will have the faction that says, quote, nobody wants an SMU-Boise State game. Okay, then beat these guys. The SMU-Boise State game would be a lot of fun. Has some tremendous athletes, two really good coaches. I am so happy for Rhett Lashley because Miami was just falling over itself to hire Mr. Can't Make a Decision, Mr. Confused, Mario Cristobal, when they were forcing Manny Diaz out the door, and they were ignorant of the fact that Lashley had the Miami offense cooking very well. And Lashley goes on and becomes head coach at SMU, and it's Lashley who wins the ACC before Miami does. Good for Lashley. And it just shows how the Miami administration and Miami fans have no clue. They keep looking back saying, we're going to be like that, we're going to be like that. And you don't know what you need to do to be good now. SMU did. Great hire in Lashley. So I think James Franklin will lose either to SMU or Boise. So either Boise or SMU to me are getting through to what I expect will be a semifinal game against Georgia. I don't think either Indiana or Notre Dame will beat Georgia straight up to get to the national title game. And on the other side of things, look, I don't think Oregon's unbeatable, but no one's beat them yet. You know, and I look at these teams on that side of the bracket. I guess Texas could beat them and then lose to Georgia a third time. If Tennessee got hot, then maybe Tennessee could give Oregon a game. Other than that, I don't see it coming from anywhere else. So those are my thoughts on the bracket. I'm looking forward to the games. Love to hear what you think about the games and what ultimately we ended up with out of this. I said at the beginning, Dirty Dozen, it might not be that long. I was told a while ago that we'll only be at 12 for 2 years. Now, maybe that window's already closed. I don't think it has. We might be getting to 16 real quick, especially with Alabama being left out, the bitching about Cam Ward and Miami being left out, although they were not deserving. No quality wins, tanking to the finish. Basically, Cam Ward was cleaning up Miami's mess all year, And even in college football, it's not about one guy. I like Cam Ward a lot. But it wasn't Miami. It was Cam Ward. And you will see Miami's drop off with him gone and them killed in the Pop-Tarts Bowl when he opts out. But we're going to, unfortunately, these, we'll see how these home games go. The home games are in South Bend, Happy Valley, Austin, and Columbus. I mean, pretty damn good, right? Whether you like or hate these programs, those are signature places to have playoff games. I hope this is preserved. And they don't take away the home games, even if they add, if they take away the first round byes and make this a 16-team playoff. But I don't know how long we're going to last here at 12. Trust me, it's not going lower than 12, but it could get to 16 real quick. So enjoy this while it lasts. Maybe if these home games are really good and we need it, at least one of the road teams to win. Because if the home teams just win it all, there's going to be this feeling, we can't give home games. It's too much of an advantage. They don't do that in the NCAA basketball tournament. Nobody plays on their home floor. But we're trying to preserve some actual atmosphere at these games. Because if you played SMU Penn State in, I don't know, just throw out if they made that a bowl game. In the Holiday Bowl or the Alamo Bowl. I don't know. I don't know what the atmosphere is going to be like. We know what college football atmosphere is like in Columbus, Ohio, South Bend, Indiana, Penn State, Austin, Texas. I've been to three of the four. I always thought Texas was very overrated. I think Notre Dame is one of the three best college football experiences I've ever had. My top three, and I've been a lot of places to watch college football. My top three places to watch college football. Any Notre Dame home game. Any. Doesn't matter who the opponent is. The SEC championship game. Doesn't matter who's playing. And the Rose Bowl game. Doesn't matter who's playing. Those are my top three experiences. And yes, I loved watching the Canes play at the Orange Bowl. That runs fourth. Yeah. Wright.Todd at yahoo.com, Wright.Todd at yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast, did I say earlier was the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast? I'm sorry. We'll do that one on the separate platform. Presented by Pin Chasers and Brandon Legal Group. Let me know what you think in the playoff. Thanks for listening.